I'm John Batchel with my good colleague, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. He is in Quito, Ecuador, and it is momentous news of Argentina under the libertarian and outspoken Javier Milei, given the model that it represents for Daniel Noboa, for example, that there is a better way than statism and narco-terrorism. Argentina reports, Professor, Reuters, Argentina economic activity grows 5.7% in February, and Argentina's surprise peso strength tempers fears of inflation comeback. I'm overwhelmed with good news. It's like eating too much chocolate. What is to be done? Where's the bad news, Professor? We have a couple of minutes.
It's always remarkable that we continue to come back to Argentina and the policies of the Javier Milei government for the good news we're looking for in the region. And once again, Argentina has not disappointed. And it really comes back to the same things we've talked about on previous shows, which is that the bitter medicine that after a long rule by Peronism and a more of kind of clientelistic distributive policies that the Milei government went and really implemented severe austerity, cut about half of the government's organizations, ended up axing about 70,000 people in the government with the, so to speak, chainsaw that Milei talks about, devalued the currency to basically get it back to be in a way, a place where it could be actually tradable again. It also cut back a lot of the transfer payments by the federal government to the state. A lot of things, including the elimination of subsidies for a range of activities, subsidized transit, subsidized electricity. So it really imposed a lot of hardship. You saw initial jump in inflation. You saw an initial dramatic increase in poverty. But it's beginning to pay off. And so what you're seeing now is you have, the growth. Now that you have a convertible currency, literally Milei last week, a big leap of faith that paid off, basically unchained the peso from controls, something was called a floating peg. And initially, while the peso dipped in value against the dollar, it's now basically been strengthening against the dollar. So Argentina now once again has a tradable currency with inflation that's under control. It's expected to get down as low as 15% next year. That allows investors to bring money back in. There's the perception that the Argentine economy has liquidity within the system. Milei just signed a strong IMF deal that Treasury Secretary Bessent actively supported, $20 billion, of which $12 billion was just disbursed. Indeed, Bessent himself has said that if there is ever a run on the IMF, that the U.S., through one of its own funds, the Exchange Stabilization Fund, would be willing, even beyond that IMF and other packages from the World Bank and the American Development Bank to support Argentine liquidity. So essentially what you have is after that bitter medicine, an economy that is beginning to attract investment and move and grow again, really is a reminder of what the private sector and good governance can do when one avoids the temptation of populist politics.
Professor, I wonder what DOGE is if you convert it to the Spanish and try to come up with an acronym. Have you ever worked that? Because it sounds like what we're looking at is Buenos Aires DOGE pays off. Is that too much of an exaggeration?
This would be Departamento de Eficiencia Gubernamental, so it would be DIG. But it's indeed a lot of what happened with DOGE and Elon Musk was taking a page from the success of Javier Milei. And indeed, there were Milei actually visited and talked to Elon Musk about what he succeeded in doing there as part of an inspiration for what Musk himself has done in the United States.
DIG in Buenos Aires, DOGE in Washington. Professor Evan Ellis traveling in Quito, Ecuador.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.